The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hello everyone, it's Callum here, and you're listening to another one of my Curious Creatures podcast, a special type of podcast where I'll fill you in with fascinating facts about animals that you may not have even heard about. You won't need eyes for this podcast, just like my animal of the week, the Olm. So, don't turn a blind eye to this sightless salamander, as I've researched an axolotl of information about this creature just for you. So, without further ado, let's roll out the facts. The Olm, often known by some as the blind cave salamander, is a species of aquatic salamander that are only found within the deep, dark underground depths in Central Europe. As their name suggests, Olms are essentially blind because their eyes are extremely underdeveloped. In fact, they're so pointless that the salamander's own foreskin starts to envelop around its eyes as it grows up. Nature's a bit of an eyesore, don't you think? Despite this, Olms aren't the type of animal to have a midnight crisis, as they're perfectly adapted to the dark. But, since there's no guide dogs in the grottos, these creatures instead come equipped with electroreceptors on their forehead, which are highly sensitive to movement, which is how they find their prey. They also have a really good sense of smell to sniff out the whereabouts of their lunch, while also having the specialised ears to be able to handle an earful or two, be it the splashing of potentially an aquatic snack. Their grocery list consists of shrimps, insects and snails, in case you were wondering. And judging by their appearance, you may be asking yourself, are Olms related to axolotls in any way? Well, you'd be wrong. This is because Olms are a species of cave-dwelling salamander, while axolotls are a species of tiger salamander. However, the two do share a few similarities, such as keeping their inner and outer child for their whole life, just like Peter Pan. However, if there's one unique thing that Olms possess, it's that they can go years without eating nor moving. Just like a hydra hamster, Olms can store large amounts of food in their livers and can slow down their metabolism rate in case of a hunger strike. Experiments show that they can live without swallowing for at least 10 years. Lifespan-wise, these creatures can live for up to 50 years, although some studies suggest that they can live twice that amount. Given how mystical these creatures are, it wouldn't surprise me if that was the case. And, speaking of mystical, did you know that back in medieval times, Olms were once theorised to be baby dragons? Their serpentine bodies and frillish gills weren't too far off from the Middle Ages depiction of a dragon. Well, that's all I've got for today, so I guess I should stop dragging on, but do tune in next week, where I'll be back with some more fascinating facts. I swear it. So, it's a goodbye from your walking, talking encyclopedia of wildlife himself, Callum. See you later.